good evening to you, faithful listeners of Eagle FM and faithful listeners of Life Lessons. Welcome. You are now, of course, tuned into Life Lessons right here on your number one talk radio station. That is Eagle FM. And I'm your host, Ndafa Happy Juju, ready to keep you company from now up until 2100 hours. Welcome to today's show. Now, I know I always tell you that once you hear the voice of Toby Mac, just know that I'm round about the corner, ready to get into it and tell you what we're talking about and diverting into this Saturday evening. Now, I hope that you're having a wonderful Saturday evening. I personally had, I would say busy, but both busy and restful Saturday was very productive. Got to do my to-do list that I had on the list, and I was very impressed with that and still made time to, of course, come and keep you company on this wonderful show, Life Lessons. Now, tonight we're talking about an interesting conversation that has been quite on my heart and on my mind lately. We're talking about how friendships are so deeply underrated, yeah? But I am joined in studio by a very good friend of mine and a sister of mine. That is Anna. Anna Maria Shikomba, welcome to Life Lessons.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, sure. It's a pleasure to have you indeed. I know, for those who know, Anna is not new to this show. She has been here before. We've had quite conversations with her. And today is going to be quite a little bit different from how we normally do it, as opposed to hosting her as a guest. We are going to be sort of like, you know, we're going to be complimenting each other in the conversation. It's literally going to be a conversation, where we are going to talk, and, you know, it's going to be about not just you at home learning, but it's going to be me learning as well. It's going to be us also learning and discovering new things, in regards to friendship. But otherwise, Anna, how is your Saturday and how is your weekend overall?
My Saturday is going well since I've spent the whole Saturday with you.
I know, right? And my kids.
And your kids.
Yeah. But, oh well. Nonetheless, like I said, today we are talking about friendships and how friendships are so deeply underrated. I want to talk about different aspects in relation to that and also on the types of some friendships. So get ready, grab yourself some hot chocolate. And I say hot chocolate because not so long ago I decided, we went out to a restaurant with a friend, but we'll get into that. And then I always order hot chocolate. And I thought, wait, I think it's been a while since I really drank hot chocolate, you know, let me satisfy myself. And then I was supposed to buy 10 kg of sugar because my boys, not that they really love sugar, but yeah, we just use sugar for so many things. We bake, we put in a shikundu, tea sometimes in the evening. So yeah, So I was supposed to buy 10 kg of sugar and I ended up putting back the 10 kg. I was like, nah, my kids finished sugar, so let me just buy 5 kg of sugar. And then instead of buying 10 kg, the money that I was supposed to buy 10 kg, I ended up buying hot chocolate. And it was $72. Yeah. So grab yourself some hot chocolate if you have, or grab yourself some coffee, some tea, whatever it is. But it just goes to show that don't limit yourself to spoil yourself. You know, sometimes we spend so much money. If you go to a restaurant or to the restaurants that I've been, one cup of hot chocolate is around about like $50, $48 Namibian. And I was like, you know what? Let me drink and exhaust it nicely at home so that when I go out, it doesn't always have to be hot chocolate. Nonetheless, friendships are so deeply underrated. That's what we're talking about today. And especially in a world that often prioritizes romantic relationships, prioritizes career, prioritizes achievements or family obligations over thus, friendship bonds. Yet friendships are one of the most profound and sustaining forms of human connection. They are where we find belonging. They are also where we find reflection, where we find joy and accountability, and that part of accountability, hey? And also healing, but often without the conditions that other relationships carry. And I think that's one of the reasons why I've so much been thinking about it. Friendship comes with this really beautiful aspect of you know, getting the love, the connection, the belonging without any sort of condition or obligation. So Anna, what do you see?
Of course. Friendship is a mutual bond of trust, care, and understanding between mm-hmm. people. Mm-hmm. It's a relationship built on connection rather than obligation.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So friendship is something very important.
Yeah. And honestly, it is something very important that we often overlook. You know how we always, you know, we always think about, maybe relationships.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm.
Relationships with the opposite sex.
All right.
Yeah.
Mm.
For some people are so into, I want to get married. Like, you know, I want to, you know, or even if you're married, there's nothing wrong with having a good friend and, not overburdening your spouse, you know,
right.
with having that, wanting to get all their attention, all their affection. But they also have other commitments and other things that they have to do. And right. when you don't get that attention and that affection from them, you kind of get, kind of feel like unwanted, maybe feel like maybe the person is, not prioritizing you. They just focus on their own stuff and whatnot. But if you have a friend, then you have this friend that's mostly more available for you and able to do certain things. And sometimes your spouse is not into the things that you are into.
Exactly.
Which your friend is into.
Exactly. Cause true friendship goes beyond just hanging out and having fun, you
yeah.
know. It carries, emotional support, you know, trust, you know, you have shared experiences, you know, all this.
Mm.
Yes.
Yeah. Shared experiences.
Yes.
Yanni, when we talk about shared experiences, remind me of our very own shared experiences, you know, like literally
going out.
Yeah. Yeah. Even when we don't have money.
Yeah. I remember you called me and you just bought me ice cream.
Put me on the spot like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Things like that, Anna. And you know, you get some people that are going through so much. And I think I've said it, sometimes here on Life Lessons to say, you know, it's very therapeutic to go out. Even if you don't necessarily have the money, but you can spend on ice cream, just that outdoor, just being outdoor, you know,
yes.
we're taking a walk in town, for instance. How much does it really cost you? $13 from wherever, depends where you're coming from, of course.
Right.
Let's say you're coming from Katutura to town, $13 to town and $13 back, that's $26.
Mm-hmm.
And then you spare $10 for ice cream. And yeah, and then we meet up in town, take a walk, take a stroll. Let's say we already ate dinner at home, you know, we should at least have eaten dinner if we are trying to be on a very tight budget, and just take a stroll in town and just conversate and just speak about certain things. It's a whole new atmosphere.
Exactly.
Yeah. Opposed to when you are at home, same environment.
Mm.
Sometimes also you need an escape from your family,
exactly.
not having to tell the kids, okay, clean up. Why didn't you do this? And that kind of stuff.
Mm.
So it's really therapeutic but often underrated. I feel like we really don't really put in the effort that we should put in for our own benefit and for our own mental well-being.
Of course.
Yeah.
I think, friendships are underrated. You know, there are some people who would choose to isolate themselves.
Mm.
They would choose not to have friends because of certain experiences they'd had with friends.
Yeah.
You know, but not all friends are the same, right?
Yeah.
There are some of those friends that, you know, they stick closer than even a brother or a parent, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah.
Somebody who is really there for you.
Yeah.
More than your own family. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Friends are really important, but we honestly need to choose who is our friends.
We'll get into that. Mm-hmm. But let's talk about why friendships are so underrated. I'll be giving some pointers and then we will definitely be discussing it. So yeah,
right.
Stay tuned. Now, one of them is emotional fulfillment, as society tends to frame love as something that exists primarily in romance, you know, in romantic relationships. But deep friendships offer the same emotional intimacy, sometimes even more authentically. They are the spaces where you can be seen in your entirety without performance. So it provides emotional fulfillment where you don't have to put on a show. Where you don't have to sort of like pretend or whatsoever. And the one thing is that people think you can only get this attention from a romantic relationship, which is not true.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So,
Anna, have you thought about what you're doing next year, my child?
I'm not so sure yet, mommy. I want something that will help me build my future.
Then why not apply to NUST? The Namibia University of Science and Technology's applications are now open.
Really? Do they offer IT and engineering?
Yes, and so much more. They have business, health, science, and media. NUST has exactly what you need.
I'm applying today. NUST, here I come.
Applications for 2026 are now open. Visit www.nust.na to apply. Namibia University of Science and Technology, reinventing the future.
Okay, so pardon me.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights
of
freedom.
For that, commercial break that just popped up and I didn't see it. So yeah, Anna, we will be. And it's interesting how the advert started off with your name. So we've been talking about how society tends to frame love as something that exists primarily in romantic relationships, but it also exists. Love also exists between friends and not just in romantic relationships between the opposite sex.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Love is something that is an emotional feeling. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So of course, we shouldn't just frame it to be as in a relational,
romantic
relationships.
Mm-hmm.
We need to, it's framed according to the society. Mm. It's a societal thing.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You can love even pets. We love pets.
Yeah.
You can love, different people.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So friendship is something that is also built on love. You understand?
Yeah.
There is no way you can have a friend that you do not love.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. True. Yeah. Yeah, it's true. And also, another one of the reasons is longevity and stability. So friendships often last longer than romantic relationships. Have you come to realize that? Friends witness your evolution through different life phases.
Right.
And your genuine friends are most likely to stay regardless of where you go through. Have you noticed where you will have a friend? Okay. Not everybody sticks childhood friend.
Right.
Up until when they grow and all the phrases. But there are some friends who have seen you at your worst, at your low, in between, but they still hang there. They understand you. But for some relationships, even marriage relationships, such trying times where you're low, you're high, you're what, the person won't be there. Because, I don't know, for some reason, but friends will stay there, you know?
Friends will stay
some
there.
Friends will stay, like your genuine friends will stay there from the very beginning to the very end, regardless of what you're going through.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
True friends stick closer than a brother.
Yeah.
True friends.
Yeah.
Yes. They are those friends that will stick with you,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Because they have known you deeper. I mean, there are those times when, like, let me say, for example, in my instance, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'd feel so down and I'll feel down about certain things that are going on in my life.
Yeah.
Who is the first person that I run to? Obviously, I don't run to my parents somehow.
Yeah.
You know, because I can't really relate with them in that case.
Mm-hmm.
But I always have this friend that is closer, you know, that I can relate, that is probably going through the same thing anyway.
And most of the time you don't run to your siblings either.
Of course.
Unless your siblings are very close friends.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're the constants through heartbreaks, through career changes, through some certain major moves that you're making or very slight moves, and also through personal growth. So friends are there regardless. Those true friends, they are there. And I keep saying true friends, and not only true. Some friends are, let me rephrase that. Some friends are true friends, but seasonal friends. And I think we'll also talk about that as we go on. You know, sometimes in the past, I really used to be bothered about how I'll have a very close friend and then this friendship will end all of a sudden But then I was very close. And then only later when somebody actually made me understand to say, but there are seasonal friendships as well.
Yes.
So that friend was for that moment and you needed them for that moment.
Right. Yeah.
So I think sometimes we really have to accept that instead of sort of like holding grudges towards people because, okay, you don't make time anymore. There was something that brought us together. So right. Now that thing is not there anymore.
Right.
What about mental well-being and mental health and mental well-being? It seems to show that having strong social connections, it helps reduce stress. It helps reduce anxiety and depression. And a single heartfelt conversation with a friend can literally, you know, boost you up and, you know, kind of like it's some sort of medicine as well in a way. I mean, if you are depressed and you speak to a friend, that's like therapy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Just like how I would feel so battered in certain situations and I'll just call you.
Yeah.
And I'll just tell you about it and I'll just express myself. And I also remember times when you used to call me crying, you know, and I'll just comfort you.
Exactly.
I'd come to your place and, you know, and stuff and we'll pray together, you know.
You see now, you see that's what I'm saying. And imagine if we didn't have that call. Imagine if you were going through something and then you don't make that call to your friend.
Right.
You'll be there sobbing in your bed alone.
Right.
I'll be there going through my stuff alone.
Right.
I remember the one particular time I called you and I was at school and things were just going really messed up. And I was just like, I think it's that point where you reach a breaking point.
Right.
And you obviously have now to identify somebody within your circle that you have to contact so that they can just help you pull yourself together.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you just need the words to reassure you that don't worry, it's okay. Sometimes you just need the person to say, no, but you are making progress. You know, sometimes you can feel like you're not making progress at all.
Mm-hmm.
You feel like I'm putting in so much work and this and this and this and thing that just doesn't seem to be working out. And then you have this friend who can just reassure you to say, no, but you are making progress. Just look, the other day you did this. And then
exactly.
You were like, oh, yeah, ne.
It's mental therapy.
Yeah.
It's therapeutic.
Yes.
To talk to your friend.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, while we are there, Anna, have you noticed how statistics paint a very dire picture of the statistics of men committing suicide is way higher than that of women? Why do you think is that the case?
I feel like men are not really free to talk about their problems. But as for women, like the moment you have a problem,
yeah,
like you just want to run to your friend, oh sister,
yes.
Yeah, and at most times, like women do kind of show that they are going through something,
yeah.
Like especially for your friend, like somebody who knows you that close, your friend will know that nah, something is off. Yeah, something's off with my friend. Mm. But men have a tendency of they know how to hide things, so even a friend who's so close, like. Won't really notice anything.
Mm.
And then we just hear somebody, the next moment, somebody committed suicide. What happened? Even the friend doesn't know. We were just out here like partying or anything like that. Like men do.
Yeah. And they'll say, you're so full of life.
Right.
But then, how come? Yeah.
And we didn't see through all his pain and all his suffering because he didn't open up to talk about it.
Yeah. And it seems like everything was fine. At home, you wouldn't think that something was actually off.
Exactly.
He was so full of life. And you'd be like, wow. But then for us, I think we're not very good at hiding.
You're not very good at hiding.
Which is working out in our favor also.
Yeah. I think because we are emotional beings.
Thank you. We're emotional beings.
Yes.
We want to cry.
Yes.
And I think when we cry, we let it all out.
You let it out.
At least for some people.
Yeah.
At least for me. That's literally my medicine.
Yeah.
Once I cry, I let it out. Yeah, we're good to go.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And it really helps me. And I that's my, what do you call it? Is it like sort of like cold safe space? I don't know, but it's something that I've embraced.
Right.
Of course, as I've grown up, I've come to see I've some sort of control now compared to before. I can literally, something happens and then, a trigger. And then, So now I think I'm more controlled. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But honestly, with men, and I think at this point, I'll also just say it's very good for men to open up and have identify that one person. We should end the stigma of men don't cry.
Mm.
And we should also, be open to hear. Yes. You know, we, as much as we can say no, speak out to somebody, and then the person identifies, for instance, you, Anna, to say, I'm coming to speak to you. Then be there to be able to hear that person, because tomorrow, should you hear that this person committed suicide, you'll be like, but you were just there trying to talk to me, and I was just so busy, or I wasn't really listening, or I wasn't taking serious, you know, or if we see, a man cry, let's not laugh at him.
Right.
Let's rather be very accommodative and helpful and encourage him. Mm. Yeah. And not mock him and not say, man up, man. No. You know, I think that's making things worse.
Yes. Mm. We really need to, you know, communication is key. You need to communicate your problems. And again, I love the fact that you said we need to identify that person to talk to. You know, you need to identify. Maybe there is also like that one auntie in your family that is so full of wisdom, you know, that is so approachable. You know, you approach her and you can, you tell her, you know, you talk to her, somebody you trust, you know, not just anybody exactly. Thank you. Because, you know, if you tell anybody like this, many of our friends nowadays, they are somehow, they will go and spread the things, your stories, you know, and that will plunge you into more depression and it won't solve anything. So you need to identify who to talk to. Yes.
True. But I think, within, I know we do get people who say, I didn't have anyone, but, there should be somebody that you can at least try and identify, you know, whether it's, a teacher or, just somebody in the community.
Right. Yeah. That is why we have social workers.
Yeah, true.
You can even go to a social worker. I mean, they don't even know you. It's just somebody who is there to you know, counsel people.
Even a taxi driver, man. I mean, there was a time when I was going through so much and I was confiding in the cab drivers because I felt like they don't know me. I can leave my business in their cab and go my way.
Right.
Yeah. And then you really get somebody that will give you really good advice or would see something. So I remember some years ago when I was really going through so much, I would just confide in cab drivers. I would speak and it helped.
And they gave you a thing or two.
Yeah, they did. And because I didn't want to tell my business to people that I was close to.
Right.
Except that I had a friend of mine that I could really relate it with that aspect at the moment. Yeah. Also about chosen family. Now some friendships become chosen families. By that I mean they hold the same emotional gravity. And the friendship is often built on shared values and mutual care, which I think is what our friendship sort of like, built on shared values and mutual care, you know, shared beliefs, shared, you just have quite a couple of things in common that unite you and bring you together.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How nice is that?
Yeah, it's very nice. You know, sometimes, you know, I'm struggling to get something. I want to buy a skirt and very nice dress.
Yeah.
But I'm struggling to buy. So who should I call? I call my sister. How do you like this skirt? You know, I think I once dressed up and, I was dressed.
Yeah.
I dressed up something, right?
Yeah.
And I came to church and you were like, no, go back.
Change.
And you know what? And I went back and I changed.
You honestly remind me of this, of how honest you'll be in terms of clothes. I'll buy a new dress, a whole new one. And then you get a lot of people complimenting. I want to find out, do people really compliment you because you look nice, or some people compliment you because they know it's a new dress and you're expecting a compliment? I don't know. But yeah, you get some people who say, oh, your dress is really cute. And then Anna has this really honest, you know, you give your honest opinion and I'll come, and how does this dress look? I mean, do you like it? She'll be like, nah. Like literally nah. And then, you know, it's that we need that. It can always be, I please you. You know, we need that honest friendship where you are really there for the person. Because if I'm just pleasing you, then you will look very, I don't want to say, you look untidy, maybe you would look, you would give a very bad image off to the world when your friends could really just tell you, don't do this. But you know, sometimes I think, for some people, you might feel like, wait, is she like, maybe does she not like what I bought, or does she not like this? Maybe, but sometimes probably not. Maybe it's just that the person really wants to be honest with you and tell you, honestly, this thing doesn't suit you. Or this particular color doesn't go with this. And it's not just about dressing. Mm. It's also about big decisions that we are making.
Right.
You know, your friend knows you better, knows you by your character, you know, by the way you do things, by the way you display yourself. And therefore they might be able to tell that, Happy, you said you want to go study engineering. I don't think that is for you, you know?
Right.
And I think that's really the moment where you need to listen.
Yes.
And maybe ask questions then if you're not sure.
Yes.
Why do you say I shouldn't study engineering?
Right.
What's wrong with that, you know? And have a thorough conversation, but open-mindedness.
Yes. Making major decisions in your life requires counsel. You really need that counsel from people who have been experienced.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can't just take, like, for example, a course that is known for, like, many people have graduated and have not gotten jobs.
Yeah.
Or maybe that course does not have any market in this country. And it would require, if you graduate, you would require to go work abroad. But what are the odds that you will go abroad?
Mm.
That's the thing. So somebody is counseling you, your parents are counseling you. Mm. This might not be the right thing right now.
Mm-hmm.
And they might even give you the, you know,
the hints.
Giving you hints and everything. And, you know, sometimes we're so stubborn, we just go ahead and do our things.
True.
And then we go mess up in life.
Mm.
And you would just have that thing like, you would have listened and everybody will be looking at you like you should have listened.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What about, cultural, you know, from a cultural perspective, how friendships are sometimes knit together because of culture, you know, cultural narratives, maybe also in terms of now culture, what would I say? What culture could really bond or start a friendship? Maybe ethnicity from which tribe you are, you can form some, that can also be a foundation for a good friendship because, okay, we are both Kwanyamas or we are both Ndongas or we are both, Damara speaking, or maybe we both live in a particular location like that.
Mm.
What do you say?
Right. I think, of course, ethnicity, tribes and everything, it plays a role.
It does.
Because, I mean, you get to relate in certain aspects, right?
Yeah.
It plays a role, but it's not always that, we need to have tribalistic friends or like we need to isolate ourselves. We need to also emerge out there, have, foreign friends, have this, you know, different tribes, get to know, get to mingle with other people, get to know also their cultures, get to know, their likes and everything, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, true. Doesn't necessarily have to be of one tribe and you'd be surprised how some friends of different tribes really last really long. You know? Yeah. I know they talk about interracial marriages.
Mm.
Are they also called interracial friendships? Like, you know, which I think is quite interesting. You'll find, Caucasian. Is it married?
Yeah, Caucasian.
Caucasian person with, a black person getting along very well, regardless of cultural background.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they share mutual respect, mutual love, mutual understanding. They just seem to really, get each other. And those type of friendships, we still see them, you know, they've existed and they still exist.
Mm-hmm.
And you will see how they make each other bridesmaids, you know, maid of honor.
Yeah.
You know, but it's not nothing cultural.
Right.
It's really just based on very important aspects such as mutual respect, listening skills to each, listening to one another, you know, maybe having other mutual, where do I put it now? How do I say it? Perhaps having other mutual things that are not necessarily friendship. And that's appreciated. Appreciate, should be appreciated. Why not?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, as we were saying at the beginning, that friendship is is based on love, yeah, right? Mm-hmm. It shouldn't be like a tribalistic thing. It shouldn't be a racial thing. Mm-hmm. So what brings people together is that love aspect.
Yeah.
Yes.
True. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the types of friendships. And this is where we also get to talk about seasonal friendships, also called situational friendship. But I think I prefer to use that word seasonal friendship, where this type of friendship is formed through shared spaces, you know, for situational friendships. It's formed through shared spaces, for instance, such as school, such as work, such as faith background.
Right.
And it may fade when the context changes.
Yes.
Yeah. Nonetheless, it's still valuable and it's still part of your story. Yeah, right. I think let's talk about that and talk about why, aspects of why this friendship might change because of if the context changes. Let's say, for instance, let's use the example of faith, faith-based. You know, perhaps we valued the same things, we believed in the same things, and then all of a sudden the next person has another faith or is another belief. Do you think this friendship is most likely to still continue or perhaps fade away?
It depends from first person to person.
True.
Yes. Yeah. So there are those people that still would want to maintain their friendship because of, you know, love, but because of faith related differences, they might want to distance themselves from faith-based conversations.
True.
But as for the friendship, it's still there, although it's not really you know, that
maybe that deep as it used to be.
As it used to be, yeah.
True. I actually have a very good friend who has also been there for me in terms of whether it's advice or really just being a shoulder to lean on. You know, this particular friend, we don't necessarily share the same faith.
Right.
But she's really somebody that I could pick up the phone and call her and ask for advice or tell her that I'm not fine. Mm-hmm. And she will give me really good advice.
Wow.
But, let me not say even bad, but let me rather bring in what you just say to say, we will stay away from conversations that are faith related. Not necessarily that we will do it deliberately. I think we just kind of like avoid it to say, she's of a different opinion in terms of her faith. She's of a different belief and I'm of a different belief. And we respect that.
Respect.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, I think the boundaries, we can have some conversations in that light, but then it will be respectful conversation and not, sort of like being,
judgmental.
Yeah. Or forceful, sort of like, let me not force my faith on her.
Right.
And she won't try also to impose her faith on me, but rather we'll focus on what, whatever is bringing us together in terms of mutual, agreements, you know, some certain conversations where she can offer me some really good counseling and I can also be a shoulder to lean on like that. Mm. And I think this is something that a lot of people tend to overlook, Anna. Which shouldn't be the case, you know? Exactly. Just because we are not of the same faith doesn't necessarily mean we can't be friends, right?
Exactly. Yeah. You know, Christians can have Muslim friends. Yeah. They can have Buddhist friends. Yeah. They can have atheist friends.
Yeah.
It's just that you need to set your boundaries on what you do with them, right?
Exactly.
I mean,
let's talk about LGBTQ.
Okay.
Can a Christian friend who believes, who obviously doesn't believe in or doesn't support or isn't forth for LGBTQ and all that, be friends with somebody of that?
Of course.
Yeah?
Of course.
Mm-hmm. What do you say then?
Of course. Like, what would be, why would somebody not want to be friends with somebody?
Thank
just
you.
Because of
Their sexual orientation.
Their sexual orientations, the life they have chosen, you know? I mean, as we said, you just need to set boundaries.
Yeah.
You know, like this person maybe is good at math, right? And you want, and you need advice or you have a math assignment and you are stuck and you'll be like, no, I'm not going to go to this person because they're LGBTQ. I mean, what's so sinful about that? What's wrong with that?
I like that question that you posed right there.
Exactly.
You know what, Anna? There was a particular day that I was actually taking a walk. I was coming from work, and I saw this guy, and of course, I'm not in support of. I'm not in support of his sexual orientation, and my faith also definitely says that is wrong, or my faith says that is sinful. But nonetheless, I told myself, you know what? I ought to give him love. Right. You know,
right.
You can't say that you advocate for light, yet you close the door to other people. You want them to remain in the darkness then? That's what you're saying? So I say to myself, you know what? I'm going to greet him and I'm going to give him a hug deliberately.
Wow.
And I did.
Wow.
Just because, you know, and I think let's discuss this in all honesty and truthfulness. A lot of Christians go about hating, you know. God didn't call us to hate and be bitter towards them. Is that what it says?
No.
Go out and go and bitter and hate them and what that don't believe what you believe. No. As much as also we want to be accepted. Do you know that Christians sort of want to be accepted by other people regardless whether they are Christians or not? Because we are of the opinion that, hey, this is my faith.
Right.
So let me leave my faith. You be on your side. But what about when it's on our side and we have to we have a role to play.
You have a role to play.
Then I think
bring people to light.
Yes. And I think this is a part where we really have to show love to the other people, regardless whether they are LGBTQ. Show them love.
Exactly.
You know? Doesn't mean you should hate on them. Doesn't mean you should despise them. Doesn't mean you should call them names. Doesn't mean that you should be rude to them,
exactly.
You know. If you can tell them about your faith in a respectful manner, not obviously in a disrespectful manner, because that's not what we're called to do, to spread the gospel in a hateful manner.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. The primary figure of Christianity says that he's giving a new commandment. And he says the second greatest commandment is that you love your neighbor as you love yourself.
Yeah.
You can't go around saying that you're a Christian. You don't love the next person.
Your neighbor
is not just, it's not just the person that is close to you.
Yeah.
Your neighbor is literally anybody, anybody you find, even the mad person find in the street. That is your neighbor.
Yeah.
And loving your neighbor means buy them something to eat. Mm-hmm. You know, people go around like the beggars, they go around begging, right? Mm-hmm. And we have this stigma of saying, no, I don't have money. I don't have, but you do though. You do. But you know, at some point, okay, you do know what they're going to do with the money. Mm-hmm. Maybe they will want to buy a cigarette or do something harmful to themselves with the money.
Mm-hmm.
But then why don't you go the extra mile, go in the store, buy a bar of soap, buy a piece of bread, buy something and just come give it to them. Will
that's
they throw
love.
It away? Mm. I mean, they will accept it, right?
That's true.
Exactly. That that's is what love does.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
And friendships are based on that too.
Exactly. Yeah. How did we even get up to this conversation in this part, which I really like to say? Yeah, no, but really, it shouldn't be like that. It shouldn't be like that. We should still go out there and show love.
Right.
Regardless, you know, sometimes we talk about, perhaps, winning people to our side, but how do you win somebody to your side when you don't, show them love in the first place?
Exactly.
You know, you have to pull in the person with love, not because you are being pretentious,
exactly.
putting on a show, but because you are really being genuine.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do good to the poor.
Yeah.
Do good to the fatherless, you know?
Yeah.
And the widows, show love to the widows.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Have you noticed when somebody, for instance, commits suicide, we don't really ask what, sexual orientation they weigh.
Mm-hmm.
We are just really remorseful to say, oh, you know, but then who knows whether this person did so because he or she felt hated, unloved, you know?
Of course, there are so many cases of suicide of people who felt unloved, unwelcomed. They just felt abandoned in this world. There are some people that lost their parents and nobody took up the responsibility to take care of them.
Even to listen.
Exactly. And they they went off in the streets. When they are in the streets, they are begging for help. Nobody wants to help them. Yeah. And they just feel like, what is my life all about? I just came here to suffer. And they take their lives.
Yeah.
And that's all because of a lack of love in people's hearts towards people.
Yeah.
If there was more love in the world, there would be less crimes. There would be so less sufferings and everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. But with that being said, let's pause here now. We have a scheduled commercial break coming up, and also we'll bring you a musical break. We'll also take a musical break and then we'll be back shortly. Stay tuned.
Save and win at WB in the Pick a Box birthday promo. Enter today with your Smart Buy card. Get a 2 kg bag of nice rice for just $34.99. 750ml quality select cooking oil for just $29.99. 100ml Aquafresh toothpaste for just $16.99. And 1 kg Sunlight hand wash powder, now only $29.99. Learn more about Pick a Box at www.vurmanbrock.com. T's and C's apply. We care.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
The weight of the world on my shoulder. older. As I'm getting older, your people get colder. Most of us only care about money making. Selfishness got us following the wrong direction. Wrong information always shown by the media. Negative images is the main criteria. Infecting the young minds faster than bacteria. Kids wanna act like what they see in the cinema. Whatever happened to the values of humanity? Whatever happened to the fairness and equality? Instead of spreading love, we're spreading animosity. Lack of understanding leading us away from unity. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling under. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling down. It's no wonder why sometimes I'm feeling under. Gotta keep my faith alive, love is found. Ask yourself,
where is the love? Where is the love? Where is the love? Where is the love?
Father, 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 help us. Guide us from above. These people got me questioning. Where is the love?
Sing with me, y'all.
One word, one word.
We only got
one word, one word.
That's all we got.
One word, one word.
And something's wrong with it. Hey. Something's wrong with it.
Hey.
Always new change, new days are strange. Is the world insane? If love and peace are so strong, why are the pieces of love that don't belong? Nations dropping bombs, chemical gases filling lungs of little ones with ongoing suffering. As the youth are young, so ask yourself, is the loving really gone? So I could ask myself, really what is going wrong in this world that we living in? People keep on giving in, making wrong decisions, only visions of them dividends. Not respecting each other, denying thy brother. A war's going on, but the reason's undercover. The truth is kept secret, it's swept under the rug. If you never know truth, then you never know love. What's the love, y'all? Come on,
I don't know.
What's the truth, y'all? Come on,
I don't know.
What's the love, y'all?
We're forgiven, people dying, children hurt, pain, and crying. When you practice what you preach, and what you turn the other cheek. Father, 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 help us.
The world on my shoulder. As I'm getting older, your people get colder. Most of us only care about money making. Selfishness got us following the wrong direction. Wrong information always shown by the media. Negative images is the main criteria. Infecting the young minds faster than bacteria. Kids wanna act like what they see in the cinema. Whatever happened to the values of humanity? Whatever happened to the fairness and equality? Instead of spreading love, we're spreading animosity. Lack of understanding leading us away from unity. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling under. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling down. It's no wonder why sometimes I'm feeling under. Gotta keep my faith alive, love is found. Now ask yourself,
where is the love? Where is the love? Where is the love?
Father, Father, help us. Some guidance from above. These people got me questioning. Where is the love?
Sing with me, y'all.
One word, one word.
We only got
one word, one word.
That's all we got.
One word, one word.
And something's wrong with it.
Hey.
Something's wrong with it.
Hey.
Something's wrong with the good world, world. Yeah. We only got one word, one word. That's all we got. One.
And we are back. Like I said, you are tuned into Life Lessons right here on your number one talk radio station. This is Life Lessons. Now, you know, this is a show that keeps you company round about this time every Saturday. Now, we're talking about how friendships are so underrated and the importance also of showing love. You know, I think our friendship should draw us to doing the right things in all aspects. If your friendship is one that draws you to doing the wrong thing, then I don't think we can really call that, some sort of really, good friendship.
Right.
So I think our friendships, and you spoke about love, you know, loving people regardless. And that's very, very important because at the end of the day, man, what we need to do is to spread the love, like this beautiful song that I just said right now. Where is the love?
Right.
Yeah. Now, there's another type of friendship, which is the lifelong friend, someone who's grown up with you from childhood or early adulthood, and they've seen your phrases, your froze, your grow ups. You may drift, but the bond remains. You know, I have this, you know, sometimes I think it's very necessary to make a list of, the type of friends you have. Maybe also just in your mind. I have two of this friend, this type of friendships, a lifelong friend. You know, we went to school together. So I could say we sort of like grew up together, not necessarily in the same neighborhood, but yeah, you know, they've gone on to see, they were there when, you know, I first had my firstborn child, you know, had my second, they were the ones you'd call to say, oh, I'm pregnant, you know, that type of thing. Yeah. So yeah, you know, they were the type of ones you'd be scared, when baby number two is coming, you're like, I'm scared. I don't know if I'm going to love the second baby the way I love the first one. And they're like, you will, you know, that type of thing. So, but then, as you grow on, as time went on, we weren't so close anymore, but we are this, but this, the friendship is so much that, we can go even for 6 months, not really seeing each other. But then if I need something or perhaps just particular something or even something that I just randomly thought of that person and I text them and we, there's no grudge holding to say, no, you don't make time for me. We've gone on to understand, and it's a group of three friends, and we've gone on to understand that, hey, we've grown up. Maybe I'm engaged with other things that they are not engaged in and they are. But still the friendship is intact. You understand? Mm. If it ever comes to a point where it's now a life-saving moment, you know, or where one is battling maybe a loss, a family loss, it's that friendship that we will come together and, you know, do everything that we can do to pull out this person from whatever darkness that they're going through. So I think that it's now that I speak about it, it's those friendships that, you know, they're not there in your presence every day, but they're very necessary.
Mm. Mm.
Do you have those type of friends? Not yet? I don't know.
Of course I have them, but I just recently have them now.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily as when I was in school or anything like that.
Yeah.
I just recently developed this kind of friendship that, you know, it's special.
Yeah.
Well, of course I've had some friends in, you know, primary school. We moved on to high school and they moved somewhere else and I never seen them again.
Mm-hmm.
I got some friends in high school. We moved on to varsity and I've never seen them again.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. it's like situation kind of like parted us.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, varsity, you got some new friends.
Yeah.
I mean, you graduate and then we move on. And then, but there are these friends. There's this friend, you know, that just,
yeah,
that is just so special no matter where they are.
Exactly.
Whether they've gone abroad.
Yes. Thank you. Say that again. Whether they've gone abroad, whether they are in the UK, whether they are in the US, you're still very close. And right. I have that one friend. I really do. Like, you know, now those are the friends that survive the test of life, you know.
Of course.
Still keep in touch regardless whether they are really very far away. Mm. You know, you call each other. WhatsApp now makes things quite easy.
Yes.
And that's very nice. You know, there's something that when you spoke about varsity, I think let's talk about also the aspect of finding it difficult to make friends, because I did struggle with making friends when I was at university. When I finished university, when I finished high school, I was the only girl from my school that went to the university that we went with my other, high school mates, but they were male. I was the only female.
Right.
They were all male, and my friends did not qualify enough points to go to university. So then I was on my own, and that was a very difficult and painful moment in my life. And imagine still a teenager, you know, coming up into adulthood, and that's the time when you really need them.
Mm.
And at that moment where you can't, they can't relate to what you're talking about, how you perhaps are having tests every second day, you know, when it's test time, and every third day where you have to go to school, even on Saturdays that time, you know, you have to, it was really difficult for me.
Right.
And I remember that aspect so very well. And I won't even cry about it. That the fact that I think I got to a point where I was a bit angry that my friends didn't secure enough points. And I remember when I was telling them, let's study, and they'll be talking their stories and not committed. And so they ended up really not securing enough points. But yeah, but before we say anything, we have a commercial break coming up. So let's pause for that to make room for it. We'll be back shortly. Don't go anywhere.
Listen to Eagle FM in Lüderitz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Omthea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.2. Listen to Eagle.
Get ready to embrace a world of possibilities at the University of Namibia with a community of ambitious students, researchers and innovators. Shape your future with a wide range of programs in agriculture, engineering, natural sciences, commerce and management, law, education, human sciences, health sciences or veterinary medicine. Apply online at unam.edu.na. UNAM, open your mind.
At 101.2. Listen to Eagle FM in Okahanja at 104.0.
Okay, and we are back. This is Life Lessons. Now, yeah, so there is also that part where you might struggle to make a friend, or and you really be desperate for a friend. And also, I remember one part where I really wanted a friend, and I remember another friend who happened to be quite far. We'll also talk about long distance friendships, eh? Being friends, yeah. So I remember one time when I had a, when I needed a friend, I had a friend abroad whom I could communicate on a regular basis. And we shared the same faith with quite a lot in common. So that was really nice for me, you know? So then, and I think why I say it's very important to have a friend that you say that you share the same things, maybe you have common interest, maybe that particular thing that is very, very dear to your heart, like is for me, instance, my faith, is that when I talk about something, you know, that they know that I don't advocate for, I wouldn't need to first explain myself to say, okay, so you know what, this has happened. And then you're left to ask me, but why aren't you okay with it? You already know that I wouldn't be okay with this. For so reasons. So then this friend, we would talk a lot and I would ask, seek counsel and advice from them. But then the thing is that they are so far. I appreciate the friendship. I still do. But then they are so far. And so for instance, when I needed, that was before you even, I think, came in the picture, you know, and then, and let's say for instance, I need to go out. I want to go out for an ice cream, or I want to do this. And remember my long life friends, lifelong friends, we're not really in touch like we used to anymore, you know, a really long time can really pass. So then they said, well, then pray for a friend. And then I did. And a friend also came, and yeah. And we share the same common, you know, we have so much in common, which is really nice, you know. There's so much that we can relate on, which is really nice. Like we can go out, window shopping unnecessarily. You understand?
Yeah.
We don't necessarily have to have the money. And that's really nice. We can go out for coffee dates. And coffee dates don't mean we have to go and spend $150 on a plate of food at a restaurant. We'll literally go to a beautiful restaurant and drink coffee.
All right.
And go home. You know, like $100 spent and yeah, you know, and that's just as therapeutic as it can be, you know. So really, friendship is really underrated, Anna. I must say that again. We focus so much on romantic relationships.
Right.
But what about friendships? And like I said earlier, they offer so much without conditions. Like for instance, with the same sex of both female or both males, you know, you can quite go out and talk for long hours and chat. I don't know about both males. I'm sorry, y'all. But yeah, okay, let me speak for me because I'm female. So then we can go out and chat for long and drink our coffee, and I can come home late, like as late as maybe 8 o'clock. No, it's 9 o'clock. But I can't do that with the opposite sex. Of course, I do have friends who are of the opposite sex, but I also have to set boundaries. You understand? Right. Otherwise, things will be extended to other avenues which you don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily maybe because it was plain, not necessarily because it's what you want, but then we have to also acknowledge that we're human beings.
Right.
And we have feelings. And then you don't want to put yourself in a situation where you say, it's my friend, and you end up, your male friend that, of course, you don't want anything unclean, you know, coming out of this friendship. Mm. And then you go visit them in their room and you, and even consistently, and you expect nothing to really come out of that. So, so the beautiful aspect of having, you know, that particular friend who's of the same sex as you is that, you know, you can be really close and talk about certain things and still be together. You can go to their room, of course, and talk and still that. And
not be worried. Sleep over.
Yes. And not even be worried about this and this and that. Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
I mean, same sex friends are, should I say, the best? Probably. Yeah. Okay. I'm speaking for myself.
Okay.
I have to speak for myself because for me, friendship, like having this, friendship, same sex friendship, right?
Mm-hmm.
I get to go to my friend's house. I get to, you know, get so comfortable.
Yeah.
Bathe in their house.
Yeah.
Sleep over if I want to.
Mm-hmm.
Cook, do anything, you know. Yeah. And, it's such a wonderful friendship, you know. Pray together. I don't have to worry about, I don't have to worry about my family. They are looking for me.
Mm.
I mean, I tell them I'm with my friend and they obviously they are like, okay.
Yeah. But tell them that you're at Thomas' place.
Yeah. <sleeping over. laughs> They'll be like, uh-uh, and then you'll be like, come back.
My friend.
I'm sleeping over at Thomas' place. They'll be like,
who's Thomas? My friend.
Ah.
You sure? He's your friend. So yeah. It's really nice. Yeah. So that's the beauty about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they saw friends. This one's a conversations run deep. They share emotional or spiritual alignment, a connection that transcends time.
Ooh.
Yeah. The feeling is so mutual. When the feeling is really mutual, we emotionally are on the same level and, or you're in the same line and spiritually also you are aligned, I think.
You know, that friendship when, you know, when you get like so much money, the friend is there. When you get broke, the friend is there.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
You know, that friend that, you know, he just, is just your friend. It's just your friend and doesn't, care about what you have and what you don't have. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And when you do have, they're happy for you.
Mm-hmm.
When you don't have, they share even little that they have with you.
Exactly.
You know, because they know that you,
you're in need.
Yeah.
They'll try to assist you. Mm.
Have you ever had a friend whereby, you borrow money for them because times were so hard. And then now when you have the money and you're bringing it back, and then your friend says, no, it's okay. Yeah,
you know why we are laughing? Because it's our little secret. It literally happened between the two
of us. So you know that's beautiful, and you'll be like, "What, really? What? Are you sure?" I think it's really. And to sit and be able to laugh about it, it's interesting because it shows that situations do change.
Mm-hmm.
You know how sometimes your friend can be going through a lot and you really wish the best for them and you want good things to happen to them.
Mm.
But you can only do so much. You can only be a source of encouragement.
Right.
But then at some point, when you see things finally working out for them, you're really happy for them because it goes both ways. You benefit as well.
Exactly.
Yeah. I don't know if I've ever said this, but my other friend who drives a car and she would come and pick me up and we would go places and do this and do that.
Mm.
And then I was talking about, jealousy, you know, why would you want to be jealous of the next person, or especially somebody close to you, or even, yeah, let's say someone very close to you. Let's just stick to that. And you want, or even a sibling. That's what I wanted to say. Even a sibling. Because whatever they do alleviates you of certain burdens and pressures.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It blesses you too.
Exactly.
They are a blessing to you.
Yes. Because, I mean, Anna, if you have a car and we are going a certain place, I don't have to worry about
cabbing.
Exactly. even if we are reaching at that particular venue, each in their own ride, I probably come with a cab and you come with a car. The moment we stay until late, I already know automatically that you will be taking me home for safety purposes.
Right.
You see? So it's benefiting me just as it's benefiting you. Exactly. You know? Let's say, for instance, I'm going abroad for something really, special to me. And you being my friend and being also my cheerleader, you accompany me. You know? You want to see me at the airport or you.
Yes.
I wouldn't even have to dial a cab to take me to the airport and pay dubious amounts. Already, my friend will offer to say, can I take you to the airport? And when I come back, you'll be like, I'm picking you up. What time are you landing? You understand?
Exactly.
I think we have to look at
And you should be there like with flowers and everything.
Yes.
For your friend.
Not even you should. It's just something that comes, you know?
Yeah.
You will just want to be happy for them. Mm. Especially if maybe they went to attend something very important.
Mm.
Maybe career-wise or, I don't know, socially wise. And you're very proud of them.
Mm.
You will just instinctively. Yes, instinctively do it, you know?
Right. Yeah. I mean, you would have such a lousy friend if your friend doesn't call you.
Yeah.
I mean, you've done a great achievement. You've even graduated and your friend doesn't come to your graduation, doesn't come to your wedding. That would be so bad.
But those things happen, you know?
They do happen.
Mm-hmm. They do happen.
So unfortunate.
Yeah. Then maybe they were not your friend in the first place.
Right.
And let's talk about friends that make very foolish jokes. You know, there are some people who, and I remember also, this other girl who lives in my neighborhood, she reached out to me and she was talking about how this her friend says subtle things, you know, subtly says very bad jokes, very foolish jokes.
Mm.
And she was having, you do know that us human beings have instincts. And sometimes your spirit, your inner man tells you that something is off about this particular person, about this person's energy. And we often brush it off like it's nothing.
Mm.
But when a person makes certain jokes towards you, towards your goals, towards what's important to you, and you reflect on, you know, it's hurtful.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you should turn a blind eye.
Exactly. I mean, we were talking about having friends of different faiths the other time.
Mm-hmm.
Say, for example, you have a friend of a different faith and they ridicule your faith.
Yeah.
And I mean, why would you continue to be friends with that person? You just need to cut it off. Like, be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers.
If you are a believer, for instance.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like earlier you spoke about, Christians can be friends with Muslims and
Hindus people of
other religions.
There are boundaries. At one point,
I was about to ask you, at one point then do we say, okay, I have a friend who's of the other religion. At what point then do I say, okay, it's only up until this point?
I feel like you can be friends with them at a distance, but not like close, intimate friends that, you know, you do everything together and share everything, you know, because you become, your friends can mold you.
You become who your friends, I don't know.
Something like that.
You become your friends.
Yeah, you become your surrounding.
Mm-hmm.
So if this person, is always talking about maybe their gods and, you are here with your god, I mean, and the things are, you know, beliefs are clashing and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So at some point, you might end up like, you know, having some frustrations in your own faith.
Yeah.
Or thinking some other things, or thinking, you know, anything can happen. Mm-hmm. Like, so you have to draw a boundary that I can't be that close, unequally yoked together with this person.
Mm.
So you have to set boundaries. Yes.
Yeah.
You can be friends with people for let's say work related things. Of course we cannot work in isolation. The teacher is a Muslim. Are you going to be like, oh, my teacher is a Muslim, I'm not going to go to class.
Mm-hmm.
You have to attend the class. Listen to the teacher. Listen to the teacher.
Yeah.
Let the teacher mark your, let the teacher guide you here and there. But, you know, you have to set boundaries that, no, I can't be as close to the person, because of my faith.
Mm. Yeah, exactly. I hear you. So in other words, don't limit yourself to benefit from the next person just because they are of this different, faith as you are.
Right.
Yeah, I hear you. Because otherwise you close a door or an avenue of blessings to yourself.
Exactly.
You close a door avenue of good benefits.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to actually expand on this more. And I like to see, let's say for instance, this particular person is the next person who can really mentor me or train me into becoming a very good journalist.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But they are not of this, we're not.
Of the same faith.
Yeah. And not only of the same faith, we're not of the same.
Belief system.
Yeah, but I think I wanted to use another example, but yeah, we're not of the same. But if I say, no, I don't know, I don't work with such type of people, blah, 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 blah. Then you close the gap from benefiting from people.
Exactly.
Yeah. You close the gap from benefiting for people and actually, benefiting real well. Who knows if this person was going to propel you to maybe even go to really great heights.
Right. Do you know what we call that?
Mm-hmm.
We call that being holier than thou.
Yeah.
When somebody feels like I can't associate it with certain people because I'm of this faith, they are, we call that being holier than thou. Don't be holier than thou.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man.
Yes.
I get you. Yeah. Don't be holier than thou.
Yes.
Yeah. Like I'm more of a Christian than you are.
Right.
But I think that's, I think we are getting into very interesting conversations that I really like here. Points. Yeah. This thing of
even being judgmental and condemnational. How should I say?
Yeah.
It shouldn't be that way.
It shouldn't be that way. Mm. Regardless, we should love one another.
Love one another, but set boundaries.
Thank you.
Exactly.
Love one another, but set boundaries.
Mm.
Yeah. And as we have this conversation, remind me of my colleagues here at work. And you will have obviously that one colleague that you get along very well with on certain things. They may not, of course, be of the same opinions as you are, and not just faith wise, but also career wise or whatsoever. They may not, but you can benefit so much from them and vice versa. Then you should tap into that. If there should be any friendship, you know, within from thee, then I think you should tap into that and let it really fully grow and develop and bring out the fruits that it can. You know, there's a saying, and I want to have your opinion on it. There's the saying, Don't be friends with your colleagues. Go to work, do your job, and go back home. What do you think about that? Because I'm not for it at all.
Right.
You know why?
Mm.
These are the people that we spend most of our time with. Right. So how do you expect me not to be friends with my colleagues? Just how? It's just the saying, I think, that it's to sort of like decorate, our status. Go to work, do your job, and go back home. Yeah? No. I don't think there's anything wrong with making friends with a colleague, because at the end of the day, if I have a colleague who's a very good friend of mine, then they will help me with my work as well.
Right.
And I'll do better and I'll get better at my work.
Yeah.
They'll tell me when this needs to be done. They'll remind me when a very important meeting is coming up or an important project and the deadline is very close due to the due date. Mm. They will then remind me of that.
Mm.
And who don't want to have a friend like that?
Exactly. Mm. I mean, like, even you is, you yourself, you would also, tell them or give them advice and tip them. I mean, isolating yourself is really, it's such a horrible thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bad thing that you can do to yourself because it can also breed so many things. It can breed depression because you're isolating yourself and you don't know what to do.
Yes.
Certain things like you'd be stuck at something that somebody else could just do in 5 seconds.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And you really, you have nobody to, you know, you have nobody to talk to because you don't want to isolate, to associate with yourself with people.
Mm-hmm.
That is horrible. I mean, you should, establish, relationships in your workplace, establish relationships in your family, in the neighborhood. I mean, there's always that one house, like people don't go there, like people don't visit, like, Why is it so? Like somebody is just isolating themselves, you know? It's not good. You have birthday you have a birthday and, you know, you don't even like do, you know, buy a cake and invite some people, you know, just for memory's sake or just even
for fun.
Yeah. For fun's sake. Even if it's not really something
fancy.
Yeah. I mean, you come to work and it's your colleague's birthday.
Yeah.
I mean, why won't you just give her a hug or maybe buy her a chocolate or something? Do something.
Yeah.
You
and
know,
they feel special. The other day, there's this particular lady that put up on her status and she said, we should love our colleagues while they're still alive.
Right.
And that really cut to the core because, she, I think what reminded her to do that was that a former colleague of hers who worked at another ministry from where she is now passed on.
Oh.
And she said, and she was reflecting on how he was really nice and was a really good colleague.
Mm.
And so then she wrote on a status to say, let's love our colleagues while they're still alive. You know, for instance, if we work together and, God forbid I die now, everybody will be like, she was such a, you know, of course you, yeah. And then you'll have some people who really worked really well with you and, then they'll be like, oh, she was a really good colleague. And they genuinely mean it.
Mm.
But did they show it to you when you're still there?
Exactly.
You see?
Exactly.
Yeah. But moving on still to types of friendship. And then we also have the mentor or the guider, but a friend who's a mentor and a guider. Now this friend challenges you to grow, offering their wisdom and their perspective. They don't compete, they elevate you. Do you have such type of people?
You are one.
Really?
Wow. Of course.
Okay.
I remember a time you found a post, a very nice one, and you were like, please apply.
Aww.
And you were bugging me so much. Please apply. Yeah.
Did you apply though?
To be honest, I didn't.
Okay. Yeah, continue.
Okay, but you really, I wanted to, but I think I crossed the deadline.
Oh.
And yeah. So, you know, you always have those friends, like, you always have a friend that you can call that will always pick up your phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. They will always pick up your phone and, you know, you can always, you can talk for even like, hours and they would listen and then they would encourage you and give you proper counseling and you'd feel so much better after talking to them. Those are real friends.
There's this particular pastor I met. I know you know him. Avshalom. So he has grown on to become a very good mentor to me.
Wonderful.
Apart from being a friend, but he's not just a mentor, he's also a friend.
Wow.
You know, he's grown on to become. And the friendship is so much that one particular time, it was, when was it? Some years ago? When was it? Not so long ago. I think it was last year. And he literally said, I'm going to the north. Would you like to go? Like, he literally offered me free hike with this. He was going to the north. His kids were already there. Mm. Only his wife and their small baby was here. So then they offered me a whole free hike. He knew that I didn't really have the money at the time to travel.
Oh.
Yeah, but then he knew that I would love to travel.
Mm-hmm.
And then so then, yeah, we went and that was really nice and I really appreciated that. Mm-hmm. But then he's also that person who will encourage me, even with my work, mm-hmm. say, well, he will sometimes say, like, for instance, we'll have a conversation, then we'll say, you know what? Maybe you should call up this one, you know, for this and that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a really good friendship. Apart from them being your mentor, they are also your friend.
Mm-hmm.
And they help you to grow. They challenge you to grow because they offer you wisdom. And they see also your interests, your strengths, what you can do better. And they offer you that counseling. I think you should do this. I think you should do that. And it helps elevate you. And they are not competing with you at all. Really find joy in helping you.
That is such a good thing. I remember we had a career, what do you call it?
Career fair? Career guidance?
Career guidance.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. It was really wonderful. We had a career guidance and our pastor was teaching us and was motivating us as youth that we need to study. We need to pull up our socks. We shouldn't just be going to school, you know, letting people do assignments for us.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you are being lazy. You don't do anything. You need to do something for yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. You need to show that you're worthy. You can do this. You can do this job.
Yeah.
Yes.
True. True.
So upliftment, like, somebody being a mentor to you, it's actually good. We need to have mentors.
Yeah. Earlier you spoke about counseling also.
Yeah. We need to have mentors, people that can counsel us
mm-hmm.
to do good.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. For that's our
true.
Lives.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's true. Somebody who just give you advice that's really good. That's really mm-hmm. beneficial that even you yourself later we'll think about it and say, oh, wait, this was really necessary.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes that can also come in through colleagues, you know?
Right.
You know, I think we must also just sometimes pay attention to the advice we get.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people give you advice based on what you have in common. Like, for instance, colleagues might say, okay, you know what? I think you should do this like this to, you know, help you.
Mm-hmm.
Then I think it's also necessary then to pay attention to that. They can sort of like be a mentor,
mm-hmm.
you know, even though you're not really identifying them as such, or maybe not calling them as such, but that's also mentorship, you know,
mm-hmm.
that you need to pay attention to. And then there's the other aspect of maybe somebody else at school, can be a teacher now, can be a fellow, can be a lecturer, can it be a fellow student or a fellow learner who will then also counsel you to say this is, that's also mentorship.
Exactly.
And it needs to be valued and it needs to be appreciated.
Yes.
Because, hey,
we need to appreciate mentorship. We need to appreciate counseling.
Yeah.
Yes. Because so many people have made it in life
mm.
through people advising
yeah,
them.
Yeah.
Through counseling.
Yeah.
You know, even the choices of careers that they have chosen, some of them, they didn't choose them on their own.
Yeah.
Somebody helped them. Somebody guided them. Do this, do that,
mm.
try this. And you know, sometimes other people, they've, you know, they've graduated and they're seeing things are not progressing and stuff. Somebody will just tell you, okay, start your business, do this.
Mm.
You know,
mm.
somebody started their business just through somebody counseling them. And some people go so far to the extent of actually funding them, you know, start funding their startup capital, then is funding their business right from the beginning, right from the onset. And somebody has become successful, bigger, more successful than the person that mentored them,
yeah.
you know, through mentorship, through counseling. So we shouldn't despise counseling, especially when it's good,
mm-hmm.
when it's good advice,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
but you know, there are other counselings that are not good,
mm-hmm.
you know, you find some some counseling, some mentorship that is not good. Mm-hmm. Somebody might counsel you. Okay, you want quick money? Okay, sell these drugs. Mm-hmm. And then they'll hook you up to, yeah. you know, people who have the supplies. Mm. And you start selling drugs and you get a lot of money, mm-hmm. but that is bad. You're destroying people.
And you end up destroying your life as well.
Exactly.
Because you become also hooked to these drugs.
Most of them, the sellers, they don't do it. They just sell. To yeah.
Serious?
Yeah.
Because they know how bad this is.
Yeah. They know what they're doing.
So bad. But yeah. Let's pause here now and take a trip to the marketplace. This is Life Lessons. Stay tuned.
Democracy is not a spectator sport. It is a participatory event. The essence of democracy is in your participation. Therefore, make sure that you participate by electing your representatives in the regional council and local authority elections on 26 November 2025. Democracy starts with you. Preserve it by getting involved. Go vote. Your vote is your voice.
And we are back. You are tuned into Life Lessons right here on Eagle FM. We're talking about how friendship is so underrated and the importance of friendships. You know, I'm seeing another type of friendship here, which I'm finding very interesting. The digital friend. Anna, do you have... Okay, those are bonds built online through shared communities or creative spaces that still carry real emotional depth even across distance. Anna, do you have a long distance? No. Do you have a digital friend? I know it sounds funny, but yeah. Do you have a digital friend?
A digital friend as in somebody in another country or?
Yeah, I think so. Well, I think it can be also in the same country, but maybe a very long distance. Let's say, for instance, you're staying in Orangemon and I'm staying in the north. We never met and we speak on WhatsApp and, but we're very good friends.
Oh,
but in another country, it's most likely supposed to be probably in another country.
Oh, yeah. When I heard it, I was like, the first thing that came up in my head was like, robotics, AI, I mean, digital friends. Like, okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, I do have, long distance friends. Of course, I have one very special dear to me.
Yeah.
And, we've been friends for quite some time. Yeah. We've been friends for long. Of course, we've never seen each other.
Yeah. I also have that friend. I also have that friend that stays really far, really, but we are so close that it's even a he for that matter.
Oh, wow.
That he knows so much about me. Oh, and let me tell you what.
Mm-hmm.
We've been such close friends that when I started off here at Eagle FM,
mm-hmm.
he would be listening. He would be listening. He's in Nigeria. He's in Nigeria.
Oh.
So he would be listening via the app, via mm-hmm. the Eagle FM app.
Mm-hmm.
And when I have a guest, for instance, the guest, I'm spilling beans now, right now. So like, for instance, I have a guest in studio.
Mm-hmm.
That was not in the beginning, a very beginning. And, maybe where I'll be panicking and I'll be saying a lot of, you know, like I'm not sure and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So he will be listening via the app and texting me to encourage me to say, you're doing okay. You're doing fine. Keep on going. Sometimes he will even text to say, okay, maybe try this. Maybe do this. Maybe do that.
Aww.
Yeah. So it was really a guide. It's as if he was there, but he's not.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was that deep.
Mm.
I remember one particular time where, and when I'm on A, he has to listen. He has to tune in because otherwise it was like a friend literally holding my hand.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then one time, he really couldn't be there in the very beginning on. He really couldn't be there. He had to attend to something.
Mm.
And so I had a guest that day. I switched on the wrong mic. And for 1 hour, 30 minutes, Anna, nobody texts me to say, Happy, you switched on the wrong mic. We can't really hear the guest properly.
Oh.
Only after 1 hour, 30 minutes, one of my colleagues said, hey, hold on, we can't. It's something, only to check. I was so heartbroken that day because I knew for a fact that if my friend was there, because he used to do that, the mic is too low. we can't hear, the volume is too low. You will text in and then I'll fix it. It was that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's what you call a digital friend.
Okay.
So it's possible to form bonds with people who are like very far because you have this mutual understanding or this, you share something that's very common.
Mm.
And that was very, I still really appreciate that friend up till today and that he knows. Yeah. Wow. He's that much of a really good friend.
Now for somebody who would wonder, like, I would want a digital friend.
Yeah.
But how would they go about it? How did you go about it?
I don't know. For me, it was a mutual friend based on faith.
Right.
So we share the same faith. We are from the same church, same ministry.
Mm-hmm.
Although he's same ministry.
Internationally.
Yeah. Thank you. Internationally. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Same church that I belong to. He is the same church that he belonged to over there. So I think, it started off with, he's a very good, advisor. He's, I would say he's very filled with wisdom and a very good listener. So we started off talking in that aspect and then, yeah, we will talk and he will also share his aspects of school with me and then we'll talk and whatnot. And that's how the friendship really grew. And even now, you know, the friendship is really still intact. Of course, sometimes we go a bit of some time without speaking, but not too long.
Right.
We'll still resume and talk. How have you been? How's things going? How's school? How's work? How's family? And stuff like that. And should I have something really important that I still need his help for? Mm. He still come through. That's how nice it is. Yeah. That's really how nice.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. It really is. Yeah. Mm. But it's only normal or it's only logical
mm-hmm.
that such friendships will exist and a lot of them will exist a digital friend.
Wow.
I think mm-hmm. so. Because I mean, we're living in this world where digital, you know,
digital
everything
world.
Is becoming now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I think they can also be a digital friend when you've probably only met them once when you were perhaps going traveling and you guys met at the airport. And then you met this friend and then you guys spoke and you have certain things in common. Or maybe you attended a particular conference, you know, mm. or maybe they're from another country and they came here and.
Like a tourist.
What are the chances that you're going to meet again? So.
Yeah.
And then you just become a digital friend. Which is not bad.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes also that's how relationships, also are formed.
Mm.
Digital. Do we call it digital relationship? Digital marriage? I don't know. Okay. It can't be such a thing, but yeah. Maybe they meet through that and then later on they marry. I don't know. Yeah, it's possible.
It's possible.
I don't know. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think for friendship it will work the other way. I don't know. Yeah. And then there's also the joyful friend. This is the one you call to laugh, to unwind or breathe. And they remind you that life isn't just survival. It's also meant to be lived. I think I'm that type of friendship. I don't want to break, but yeah.
Yeah.
I think I fit that category. I think I can have some people really relate to me for joy and to just unwind and to just breathe, you know.
As your name says, happy.
I think so.
Yeah. You are a spitting image of your name.
I've heard that. Couple of times. I really have. Mm.
Wow.
Some people used to ask me, wait, you don't get angry? I said, I do. And then I cry and I get over it. And that's the end of the story. And then there's the mirror friend. This one, they reflect the truth you avoid.
Sure.
Sometimes uncomfortable, always transformative though. These friendships are catalysts for self-awareness.
Aww.
Yeah. That makes sense. Because okay. They are so honest with you. They tell you the truth. They tell you, that which you have maybe trying to, you know, the truth is the truth.
Yeah.
As much as you try to avoid it or play hide and seek with it, it will always be the truth. Mm-hmm. And then you have that person who really tells you reality.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like for instance, something in your life. Oh, something quite more personal. Maybe you have lost a loved one, maybe a child, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
You lost a child to death and you have been mourning and crying. And of course, she allows you, or he allows you, to really mourn, accepts and feels the pain with you.
Mm-hmm.
But then you've been going on for months in that isolated space where you refuse to, you know, kind of like move on. You're doing things, but you just, and they really come in and tell you the honest truth to say, I'm happy. You have to get up.
Mm-hmm.
I understand. I feel, I can't say I feel, because you know, you're not the one in the shoes.
Right.
I understand what you're going through, and I know how, this particular person was very close to you, but you can't keep living like this. So you really have to brace yourself. And yeah, I think maybe you should start going out. I think maybe you should start going to the gym.
Right.
Or they are honest enough to tell you, I think you need to start seeing a social worker. Something like that.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, honest friends are really good, because, you know, like a friend that would tell you that your breath smells offensive.
Ooh.
Or that your body odor is offensive.
Oh my,
that is a real friend. I wouldn't, yeah. I would not want my friend to be, you know, to smell bad.
Yeah.
You know, I would tell you that no, you don't smell pretty.
Mm-hmm.
You should probably go take a shower.
Yeah.
And
or what deodorant are you using? Is it working for you?
Exactly.
Maybe something like that.
Exactly. And the friend shouldn't feel offended, obviously, because we are so close. We are such close friends. Like, that shouldn't offend you.
Better it comes from me than from people that you maybe walk with or hang around with.
Exactly.
And they will never tell you. They'll just keep talking behind your back.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, that's so true. You remind, but it requires boldness from the next person as well.
Yeah, because you wouldn't want to hurt your friend.
Yeah.
Sometimes I know it can be something so hurtful. It's hard to say, but you know, you have to be bold and just gather up the courage and tell your friend.
And tell them. Because at the end of the day, you don't want other people speaking about her
exactly.
or him in the corridors.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now you remind me of one time when this other friend of mine, I was telling her, and since she's a doctor, and then I was telling her that, wait, I've developed some sort of like painful
lumps,
blisters in my armpits. So I wasn't putting it raw on. I would try and wash and clean up, but they're so painful that if I do, it'll hurt.
Oh.
So I would literally just clean from home, and then sometimes I'm at work now. Asking myself, wait, am I fresh? Am I what? You know, am I fresh and whatnot? But sometimes it's really nice. And, if you know that, wait,
you don't smell pretty.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. And then the next person will now say, oh, okay, let me go freshen up. Or actually, I didn't apply raw on because, you know, this. Yeah. So hence why, you know, and then you go to the bathroom and freshen up, you know?
Yeah.
So it's really necessary.
It's necessary.
It's really necessary. I think it's those uncomfortable truths that you need to hear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From a friend.
From a friend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In a rightful manner.
Exactly.
And in a respectful manner.
Mm.
And in a loving manner.
Yes.
Exactly. Mm. You know, you earlier said that friendships are a form of love.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, friendships, we don't nurture our friendships, I think, sometimes. Of course, sometimes we do, but sometimes maybe we don't. Friendships require intention. They also require vulnerability, because your friends get to see. Mm. And there's this beautiful word that I must add. Friendships require intention. You need to be intentional with your actions in a friendship.
Mm.
And they also require vulnerability, of course, because if I'm going to comfort you about something that you're going through, you must first open up.
Yeah.
And that would mean you're going to be vulnerable to me.
Mm.
And of course, they require reciprocity, you know? It has to be reciprocal.
Mm.
That was a very common word on my tongue earlier this year. Reciprocate. You need to reciprocate the love.
Mm.
I can't be showing you the love and making time for you and always be the one calling you and you never call. And then we call that friendship.
Right. I can't always be the one, like, trying to invite you for whatever.
And for coffee, for ice cream.
And you don't invite me at all.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when you get like, for example, you got paid.
Mm-hmm.
When I got paid, I would probably do something very nice for my friend.
Yeah.
For example, once in a while. And whenever my friend gets paid, they wouldn't do anything for me, back for me.
Yeah.
You know, the friendship should be reciprocal. True. Do something once in a while for your friend.
Yeah.
It doesn't need to be necessarily every time.
And it doesn't have to be expensive either.
It doesn't even have to be expensive. I just said earlier, you once called me. You called me, literally called me.
Yeah.
We went somewhere and you bought me.
I think
me
it was Maromo.
Oh, it was Maromo.
I think so. Yeah.
You bought me an ice cream cone. I don't know if it was a cone or a cup.
That's the only thing I bought you.
Yeah, that was the only thing you bought me.
Yeah,
if I can remember well. But I appreciated it though.
Yeah.
Like, it's necessary. I know you didn't have, and you literally informed me.
Yeah.
You did tell me about it. Yeah. So we just went out and...
Which is nice too.
Which is nice.
And your other friend is supposed to understand that.
Exactly.
And that brings us to a conversation we didn't speak about.
Mm-hmm.
What about those friends that you call friends, but then you have to keep up. You have to keep up with pretending that you have it all together. You have to buy expensive clothes in order for you to fit in. You have to go to expensive places, even to go out to restaurants and spend the last $500 that your mom sent you for upkeep, you know, just to impress your friends. Would you really call that friendship?
I wouldn't. Because once all that fades away, they disappear.
Yeah.
You know, there are some friends that are just friends for monetary purposes, for what you can give them.
Mm-hmm.
Once all that goes away, you would not see them again.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't really call that friendship, true friendship.
Yeah.
It could be a friendship on a surface level.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe... in a sense, they could also feel that they are friends.
Mm-hmm.
They would feel that, yeah, this is my friend. But on an emotional, on a deeper level, when everything, like when all that money goes away, and then they would go away, and then, you know, their real intentions, although it wasn't intentionally their intention, but it would just come out that way.
Yeah.
That they would just kind of disappear.
Yeah. No, please. I've never wanted to be in a place where I have to be made to feel uncomfortable just to please the next person. It's not nice.
It's not nice.
Where you really have to, let's say for instance, I'm trying to fit in with a company of people that wear high heels. And I don't even know how to walk in heels. Now I must keep up and, you know, make myself uncomfortable just to fit in.
Just to fit in.
You know, sort of like to belong.
Belong.
Why not just be myself? Exactly. And if these people really love me, they'll accept me for me. I think sometimes we put ourselves in situations that we ought not to.
Exactly. And some people bring problems to themselves unnecessarily because somebody would have to go and make loans and kumba up some great debts to show people I'm fitting in when they are not at the level of other people. And then they want to force themselves to be at that level and they push themselves, they, you know?
Yeah. Now you also remind me of something. You know, with a lot of people getting married and spending dubious amounts of money on their weddings, is it really because that's what they want, or is it because they want to impress their friends and want to be the talk of the town?
I feel like it's all a show. It's all for show, right?
Yeah.
Because what is marriage about? It's just about celebrating two people coming together, right?
Mm-hmm.
Getting joined. I mean, there are some marriages or some weddings that are conducted even at the beach, you know?
Yeah.
Somebody just brings out some chairs.
Yeah.
And then they call the pastor, they bless the marriage, and people go home.
Yeah.
It's just about
a small meal.
Something, a small meal right there. Mm-hmm. And people go home all in one day and everything is consummated. It's still a wedding anyways.
Yes, yes.
So, but then because we want to be extra, we want to show off sometimes, you know, you want to do all this fancy things and, you know, gather up some dubious amounts of money, as you said. And some of this money, at most times of what I've heard or what I hear, you know, it's not really that these people have all this money. They had to make debts. They had to make loans. I heard of a particular family member of mine that got married. You know, the wedding was so wonderful. It was nice. It was big. It was such a big wedding and everything. It was proper and everything. So then the auntie from the house, I think the mom of the son that got married or so.
Of the groom.
Yeah. Was going around the family like, asking for help or assistance because the son has cumbered up some debts. I don't know if she had to do the debts for him also. Mm-mm. Maybe she gathered debts for him and he also gathered debts. Everyone gathered debts. So now they're in problems and they were asking for assistance. You know, it shouldn't be like that. You know, just do something simple. Do something that is to your caliber. I'm not saying that everybody should do something simple. There are those who have the capacity to do something major or whatever. I'm talking about don't try to impress or show off. If you can't handle it, don't try to cumber up some problems for yourself. You know?
Yeah, I agree with you on that one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the thing of taking out those loans, but you won't be able to repay them, or because you want to please the next person, is very wrong. And you know, why are magistrate weddings so underrated? When two people, you get some people who genuinely love each other, they go to the magistrate court, get married, and go home. Of course, go to perhaps a venue, celebrate with their loved ones, not a lot, just something that they can afford, and then go home.
Even a church wedding and go home.
Yes.
It doesn't have to be something so big.
Yeah. Because I think if you have really good friends that love you and appreciate you, they will be able to counsel you in such a manner that you don't have to go out to impress us or to impress anybody.
Exactly.
It's your wedding.
I heard of a particular couple. They actually cumbered up some debts and they were really hefty debts. And then after they got married, for the wedding, they cumbered up some debts for the wedding. After they got married, they were experiencing the debt problem.
Yeah.
And it was so severe to the point that they decided to commit suicide.
Oh.
And it was like headlines.
Wait, both of them?
Yeah, the husband shot the wife and then he shot himself.
Oh, that's so bad.
Yeah, because of debts.
You know, there's this common saying that be who you are and say what you feel. Okay, not really that part, but yeah. This particular part to say, those who mind don't matter and those who matter don't mind. That makes sense. Those who mind don't matter and those who matter don't mind.
Ooh, okay, yeah. I see.
Yeah. So, for instance, you decide that, okay, I found somebody that I love and we are going to get married and we're just going to go do a magistrate wedding and that's it.
That's it.
Yeah.
And those then, who matter, do yeah. mind.
Now, those who are going to be bothered about it are those who mind, those who are going to mind about you going to the court wedding and not doing the fancy, very expensive white wedding if you can afford it.
Don't matter. Wow.
And those who matter, who are going to be your close friends and family who really understand, they don't mind.
Wow.
Yeah, but yeah, really. Now, lastly, Anna, in terms of friendship, what is it that you would want? What words would you want to leave with the people as we have discussed about how friendships are so underrated? And I think we tend to just look at romantic relationships and think they're the only ones that we should pay attention to and invest our time and energy and money into. What are your last words?
Okay, my advice is that follow up, look into your friends list,
mm-hmm.
ponder about your friend. Is this friend a real friend? How about this? How do they do in this certain scenario?
Yeah.
Look at past experiences. How did they do this when I needed this? You know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Identify who your real friends are.
Mm-hmm.
Identify those ones that are not so real,
yeah.
but still maintain that friendship. Don't try to end things, but just identify the real one, the close
mm-hmm.
one,
mm-hmm.
and try to, you know, try to have a cycle of somebody, you know. It doesn't need to be a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't need to be a lot. It just needs to be that one person, those two people that you can really, associate yourself with, that you can, they can really counsel you,
mm-hmm.
Motivate you here and there, you know. But, the conclusion is just gather them, like know who your friends are, like identify.
Yeah. Instead of invest your time, your energy and your money.
Right.
Into them. That's, I think, what I would add.
Okay.
Yeah. So from me, I would say that, you know, how we spoke about, friendships are so much underrated, or I think they are really underrated. I would say go out there and invest more time and energy, into your friendships, in that particular friendship. You know, I would say go out for coffee dates, you know, sometimes unplanned coffee dates. You don't really necessarily have to have all the money. Go out for ice cream, just for a new environment, you know, to just recharge, rejuvenate, and of course be able to have a really good conversation in a different atmosphere and in a different environment compared to your usual space of maybe like a being at home. So as much as, of course, we need to give attention to other of our relationships, let's also not deprive our friendships of the necessary attention and time that they deserve.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But nonetheless, that's what we had for you right here on the Life Lessons this evening. I sure hope that you tune in again next time, same place, same time. That is Eagle FM frequencies, from 1900 hours up until 2100 hours. And also, should you be interested in listening to this conversation again, please do download the Eagle FM app and you will be able to find it under our podcast sessions. That is Life Lessons. Now from me, Ndafa, happy Juju, it is goodbye. Have yourself a wonderful Saturday evening and a restful Sunday tomorrow. And from you, Anna?
Yes, have yourself a blessed weekend.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It is goodbye. Do stay tuned for other shows keeping you company right after this.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts or previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
In times of need, you're always there. A shoulder to lean on, a helping hand to share. You listen and advise with a heart so true. A friend like you is a treasure to find. Friend, you're a shining star, a beacon in the dark, near and far. You light the way and guide me through. Friend, I'm so grateful for a friend like you. We've shared so many memories and made some more. Laughed and loved and sometimes cried on each other's shore. Through thick and thin, you've been a constant friend. A bond so strong that will never end. Friend, you're a shining star, a beacon in the dark, near and far. You light the way and guide me through. Friend, I'm so grateful for a friend like you. We may be different in many ways, but our friendship is a perfect blend of trust and love and mutual respect. A friendship like ours is truly a blessing. Friend, you're a shining star, a beacon in the dark, near and far. You light the way and guide me through. Friend, I'm so grateful for a friend like you. So here's to you, dear friend, a treasure to cherish until the very end. I'm honored to have you in my life's journey. Friend, I love you with all my heart and soul.